It's time for Let's Talk Legal with your host, Cecil Harvell and Wes Collins from the law firm of Harvell & Collins. If you've got a legal question, they can give you the answer. Call now, 1-800-818-2255, and let's talk legal.
And Cecil Harvell's in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Cecil.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
We're doing well.
Good.
Last week, we were doing some New Year's resolutions, kind of getting the year going again. And since then, I had a conversation with one of the ladies in our church who was talking about that their will was done some time ago.
Yes.
When their kids were little, and so they needed to get back in and revise all that stuff.
Well, you know, Ben, I mean, just to kind of talk generically here, I mean, gosh, we all start a new year. We think about, you know, different goals with our family,
mm-hmm.
goals with our children, financial goals. We all want to hit the treadmill maybe a little bit more, watch
right.
the diet a little bit more carefully,
mm-hmm.
Medical health goals. And absolutely, Ben, let's pause and encourage all of our listeners to kind of take a weekend here in the first part of the year and kind of review your legal life.
Exactly.
Because what Wes and I see at our office on a daily basis is just are just very unfortunate circumstances that could have been avoided with just a little bit of planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, a lady comes in, middle-aged lady, brings her best girlfriend in from Emerald Isle with her, and of course her husband has suddenly died,
mm-hmm.
and of course there is no will, and there are children from a prior marriage
right.
in that file with no will, and of course she is there really now in a depth of issues and problems, and all of that could have been avoided if they had just taken the time to get a will. They had been married for many, many years. Then ironically, during the conference, when it came to a conclusion and we got to some sense of peace about a game plan, the girlfriend spoke up and said, by the way, my husband and I need to make an appointment
yeah.
to get a will.
Right.
But of course, Ben, there's more to life than just your legal life than just the last will and testament. But it is a part. It is a very good
yeah.
place to start. And with
mm-hmm.
that, of course, comes the powers of attorney, health care, and financial.
Mm-hmm.
A living will, if you want that, potentially a trust for either tax purposes or to protect your assets from a creditor. Ben, another area where one should take stock of their legal life is in the area of their business, if
right.
you have one. certainly, if you are incorporated or have an LLC, limited liability company, there are requirements on an annual basis that you stand up, walk, and talk like a corporate entity.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that your minutes have been prepared for the past year. You need to make sure that there is appropriate corporate documentation, such as if you're leasing your property from yourself
mm-hmm.
or from another entity, your business. That is so many times the case, that there be a written lease agreement, even if it's a triple net lease, and the business is paying all of the expenses, the Internal Revenue Service
right.
wants to see that documentation. It is important that a corporation act like a corporation.
Right.
Otherwise, Ben, the litigators, the alligators are going to get in there and try to pierce that corporate veil
yeah.
and hold you as a shareholder individual responsible for any of the liabilities.
There's a lot of people that start a company or
yes.
they start a group and they start it in one way or another, and they
uh-huh.
go in a lot of, you know, and they may grow, but they may not change the structure of that company, you know, whether it's a partnership or it's a limited liability or it's an S-Corp, you know.
That's
and,
right.
And they may need to review that.
Absolutely. And Ben, you know, it does take some energy and some time and some commitment to keep your business affairs in order. Recently, we worked on some things at our office, even about our business, Harvell & Collins, PA,
mm-hmm.
which is a professional North Carolina corporation. I mean, what happens to our
PA is one
PA,
of those versions.
Professional Association.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, what did I say? Professional Corporation.
Corporation, yeah.
Yeah, PC, PA. And Ben, you know, it takes time to make sure that that potentially there's continuity
mm-hmm.
in the business if something were to happen to someone, that there are appropriate kinds of insurances on the life of key people in your business, and that those beneficiaries are properly designated. All of these kinds of things need to be looked at. I remember a file here recently, a very large corporation with a key person in that corporation who died, whose, unfortunately, the beneficiary designations of his insurance policies were not properly designated.
Oh, wow.
And they went out to a person that really was not involved in the business, even though they were there to support the transition of the business once this person were no longer living. So you really do have to check behind these things. A file folder with a printout from the Secretary of State saying I'm incorporated is not incorporated, Ben.
Right.
That is not going to cut the mustard with the Superior Court judge in the state of North Carolina.
And again, a litigator will find that out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, depositions, you then are under oath. You have to state affirmatively whether or not you have maintained a corporate book, whether or not you have maintained minutes in the book. Again, what better evidence can there be to be able to say, and to be able to say under oath, absolutely, I have a corporate book, I have maintained it, it's at my lawyer's office, she or he did annual minutes for me.
And discovery may have to produce
for the last
that.
10 or 15 years. And Ben, this is not an expensive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So many of these things that I'm speaking about are not expensive. My friend yesterday who came in, who lost her husband, and he had no will with children from a prior marriage, their wills could have probably been done for $200 or $300 or $400.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now that file is going to unfortunately be many, many thousands of dollars.
Right.
As a result of the fact that we can't even get an administrator appointed, potentially, because one of the children, adult children, from the prior marriage, needs to waive the bond and file other kinds of forms necessary to cooperate. And we're just not real sure that that child will cooperate because there was some estrangement there.
Yeah, so, again, so a lot of these things, it's kind of that conversation I was having the other day, is that you if you did these things a long time ago, you may have some different feelings about how you've designated people to receive benefits of your will. And then if you didn't have one at all, then, of course, it's going to be left up to the court.
That's right. And
we had a had a question here this morning. Mandy?
I'm a single girl. I don't have any kids unless you count my cat. is it necessary for me to go ahead and set up a will, or should I wait until my life changes with other people in it?
Well, first of all, we do want to take care of that cat.
Make sure my pumpkins
can be mentioned in wills.
They can,
Just kidding there. Absolutely. I mean, you know your family, and you know who would be best to wrap up the affairs if, God forbid, something were to happen to you, which at your young and beautiful age that you are, the most likely thing, of course, would be an accident, God forbid, maybe some sudden illness, but probably, you know, and you need to, you know who would be best.
Strangulation by host.
Yeah. You know who would be best in your family to wrap up your affairs. So a simple will is important. And then let's talk about those other documents that go with a will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you absolutely need a power of attorney. You absolutely need a health care designation of who is going to make health care decisions for you if you were unable to. And, of course, you probably want a living will saying that you don't want to be hooked up to machinery, artificial nutrition.
Or that you do, one way or the other.
You know, and make those decisions.
Right.
So for young folks like yourself, there might not be a grand and glorious estate. But there are other issues that go along with estate planning, such as these powers of attorney. And even in a meager and small estate, you still know who would be best in control. It's unfortunate to leave it just up to the statute or to the court who would be the administrator of those things that you do own, those assets that you do have.
All right, more to come in a moment here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And welcome back here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station. And let's talk legal with Harvell and Collins. Harvell and Collins, Attorneys at Law, brings you this segment every Tuesday. And Cecil Harvell in with us. We're talking about some things that, given the new year, that is on a cold, rainy night,
yep. It
might be a good idea to go and review some things.
Well, let's shift gears completely away from some of the things we've talked about. Ben, so many folks now live in some sort of planned community.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a condominium. Maybe it's just a subdivision. Maybe it's a planned urban development. But so many of us live now in some sort of planned community with some sort of restrictions or covenants or association. And it's important as a real property owner. After mm-hmm. all, this is one of our largest investments in our life, is where we live and our home, whatever format it happens to take.
Right.
And to understand and to know better your association and its bylaws and its covenants, and to make sure that it's operating properly. This is an important thing to take some time and make inquiry
mm-hmm.
Into, so that you are protecting your investment in your property.
Yeah. So you maybe you haven't been involved in your association
Correct.
In the past.
You haven't attended those meetings.
So that could be a resolution to become involved.
Because what happens at that association level
mm-hmm.
can very much affect your property.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we are, again, so much in the law, it seems, we're fixing things that could have been solved on the front end.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We've seen many association conflicts that maybe could have been avoided if there was good counsel. If someone had stood up at the meeting, maybe there weren't many people at the meeting,
mm-hmm.
but if someone had stood up and said, well, hey, we better wait a moment and get some advice on this. Let's talk to our accountant. Let's talk to our lawyer. Let's have some more survey work done. Let's talk to a planning, an urban development planner, something of that nature before we take this action.
The old phrase is government goes to those who show up, and homeowners associations are quasi-government.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're in a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects very much so, though, one of your most valuable parts of your life, which is your real property.
Right.
Again,
mm-hmm.
whatever format it takes, condominium,
mm-hmm.
lot and block in a subdivision.
Or you live in a historic district. A lot
absolutely.
Of Yeah.
And a lot of these, you know, townhome, retirement-type home living is so very popular now.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, you know, planned urban development sometimes, or no-lot line plans. Those are all very important, very popular, and important to be involved in those associations.
Yeah, not just calling up the complaint that the grass hasn't been cut, you know, but to be involved in the actual meeting and the planning, because then you also learn and may have some say in assessments that come down the line, too, you know, instead of just all of a sudden the bill shows up.
That's correct. We, of course, are involved in a lot of homeowner litigation and association conflict cases. And again, a lot of times those things begin or originate from someone in the association just not having the proper kind of guidance.
Right. Right.
And
which we have seen associations that you know, the covenants expired, mm-hmm. and that's something you want to avoid as well. But
another area of all of our lives mm-hmm. is our insurance life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
After all, Ben, we have insurance. There are all sorts of types of insurance. Insurance is almost like the word trust.
Mm-hmm.
There are all sorts of types of trust. You know, I get clients who come in all the time and say, gosh, Cecil, I think I need a trust.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, I'm going to find out why they think that. But maybe why they're thinking that is not why they need the trust, and maybe they don't need a trust.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different types of trust, and we have to apply the facts to the law.
Yeah, and these days with insurance, of course, healthcare insurance is big in the news, mm-hmm. and those who've received subsidies from the marketplace have to go back each year and reevaluate those, or they may end up paying more than they should. And insurance policies in general need to be reviewed.
They absolutely do. And let's talk about a few of the different types. First of all, we're always getting questions about, you know, do I need long-term care insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the and this needs to be looked at, and it needs to be analyzed in the right context, and not just with, and I have a lot of friends who are insurance salesmen,
right.
But not just with the insurance salesman, because clearly it's in their best interest to sell a policy.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look whether or not there are some other alternatives that are less expensive than setting up a long-term care insurance policy that is going to go on for many, 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 many years.
Mm-hmm.
Another type of insurance that needs to be looked at is your umbrella policies, if you have any,
mm-hmm.
either personally or for your business. Again, insurance is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I find that insurance is one of our most expensive ongoing costs.
Yeah. Key man insurance,
I might add, more expensive than legal services.
Right.
Because we kind of do our thing and hopefully get a good fix and move on out of our client's life
right.
in terms of expense.
Right.
The insurance policy in the insurance world stays in our life year after year, quarter after quarter, semi after semi.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is these insurance policies and the purpose for which we have them need to be looked at carefully.
Yeah, we've talked about people who are designees in the insurance or beneficiaries in insurance policies, but just the need for them. You can review your homeowners, your auto, life, all of those.
Correct. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Long-term care needs to be looked at. The umbrella policies need to be looked at. The life insurance policies need to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, beneficiaries need to be checked on mm-hmm. the life insurance side of things. Sometimes we, of course, are seeing that folks do not have enough life insurance, particularly young couples with young children.
Right.
Okay. The general rule of thumb used to be, and I've been practicing law now for a while, was 10 times your annual your gross income.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make, $50,000 a year, you need to have $500,000 of life insurance. I think that probably now, with the cost of living and all, has probably increased.
Yeah.
And the general rule of thumb is probably a factor more like, say, 15. Term insurance mm-hmm. is very inexpensive, particularly for young couples with small children. Even folks in their 40s and 50s can get good life insurance at a pretty good rate.
And we'll get to more of that as we wrap up the program in just a moment here with Cecil Harvell from Harvell & Collins, Attorneys at Law, online at harvellandcollins.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Legal here with Harvell & Collins, again at harvellandcollins.com. And Cecil, we've been talking about lots of different kinds of reviews, but it's reviewing your legal life.
It is. And we were just talking about, insurance policies. Those do need to be mm-hmm. Looked at and analyzed. Sometimes we don't have enough insurance. Other times we have too much insurance. Sometimes we don't need particularly that type of insurance.
Right.
It's not a real fit. These are the kinds of things that I would suggest that you take out of the filing cabinet and kind of look at. If you have some inquiry about them, if you want some opinions,
mm-hmm.
then try to seek those opinions.
Right.
We just have a minute or two left, Ben. I guess that it's ironic, we really do want the best for the public and for our clients and for all our friends and companies that exist here in Eastern North Carolina. But planning is just critical.
Mm-hmm.
Planning is just critical. And when you don't plan, then there we are, right in the center of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets so expensive so quickly. If we just could pause and go to those homeowner association meetings and hope we don't have a problem, look at your beneficiaries and make sure they are what you are. If you do not have a will or a power of attorney, you are on shaky, shaky ground, Ben.
Right, right.
If your corporation is not up to date in some way, shape, or form, you again are on shaky ground. And, for pennies on the dollar, comparatively,
mm-hmm.
you can get your legal life in order. Do not wait until there is then a problem. Once there is a problem, it is too late. And now, rather than it costing what usually costs a few hundred dollars, escalates very, very quickly into, you know, some very major expense.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people are out there, and again, go back to the conversation I had, and said, well, all of my stuff is in order. I've got all of these things.
Okay.
But they may not have dusted them off for a long time.
Well,
this is what we're talking about.
Your point is well taken, which is that people might be saying, well, but I have all those things. Well, you need to look at those things. The general rule is that you need to look at everything, and it needs to be within the last 5 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, if your documents were done, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you're probably okay. But after about 5 years, certainly 7 years, they at least need, as you're saying,
mm-hmm.
take them out of the filing cabinet, review them. You might be surprised. I had a lady in just yesterday. She says everything is in order. We're then going through some of her stuff, and she said, oh, yes, that's right. I don't have an alternate to
mm-hmm.
my power of attorney.
Right.
Don't I need an alternate? So, see, she thought everything was in order.
Mm-hmm.
But we found that little crack in the planning, and we need to fix that now.
Yeah.
All of your documents, your estate documents, of course, need to have appointments of
mm-hmm.
the people that you expect to do a good job as your fiduciary.
Right.
And then you need to name an alternate to those folks, because mm-hmm. none of us live forever.
Well, an example there, if you did your will when your children were little,
right.
you may have named one person
That's right.
to take care of your estate, and you may want it to be one of your children
Correct.
Now.
That's exactly right.
So,
yep.
So again, these are things that are certainly are reviewable and need to be reviewed, as you said, every 5 to 7 years at least.
That's correct.
And of course, at Har Valley Collins, you can call on them to make that appointment about anything that goes on in your civil life. You can give them a call and set up that first appointment, too. Go online and find out more about them at harvalleycollins.com or call them at 252-726-9050. That's 252-726-9050, 1107 Bridges Street in Moorhead City, and online at harvalleycollins.com.